USA News. I'm Lance Pry. The 127th running of the Boston Marathon takes place today as Patriots Day has arrived. Nearly 30,000 runners from over 100 countries are expected to be on the course. It comes 10 years after the deadly Boston Marathon bombing claimed the lives of three people and injured many others as bombs exploded near the finish line. The House Judiciary Committee is holding a field hearing on the issue of crime in New York City this morning.
New Jersey Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew had this to say on Fox News Live.
I might be a simple country dentist, but I'm telling you the truth. This guy has literally reduced over half of all the penalties that have come through the courts to a misdemeanor.
Democrats are saying the hearing is being used as a way to distract the public from Manhattan D.A. Bragg's charges against former President Trump over the, quote, hush money payment scandal. I'm Skip Kelly.
SpaceX has scrubbed today's spaceship launch from South Texas. The trial start date for the $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit Dominion Voting Systems has waged against Fox News and its parent company will now start tomorrow. Superior Court Judge Eric Davis changed the start date from today and did not give a reason why. In a case like this, the parties can settle at any time before or during the trial. The curtain drops on Broadway's longest-running musical.
After more than three decades, The Phantom of the Opera has ended its amazing run. The Tony Award-winning show from Andrew Lloyd Webber played 13,981 performances at the Majestic Theater. Audiences couldn't get enough, as Playbill.com reports the show made $3.6 million in its penultimate week. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation believes the Massachusetts Air National Guard member accused of posting classified military documents online likely has more documents.
Jack Teixeira is charged with retaining and transmitting national defense information without authorization, and the investigation is continuing. Teixeira was part of the 102nd Intelligence Wing at Otis Air Force Base, and in 2021 was granted top secret security clearance. The 21-year-old remains in custody and will return to Boston Federal Court on Wednesday for a detention hearing. I'm Skip Kelly.
A shooting at a Guanajuato resort in Mexico over the weekend left seven dead, including a seven-year-old child. Mexican officials said a group of gunmen invaded the La Palma Resort in the Cortazar municipality and shot the vacationers at the swimming pool. The identities of the victims have not been released. No arrests have been made. Retailer Target and their car seat trade-in event is underway.
Now through April 29th, people can recycle their old, expired, or damaged car seats at Target. In exchange, they'll get a coupon for 20% off a new car seat, stroller, or select baby gear. Target has recycled more than 2 million car seats since 2016. I'm Dave Collins.
Energy and environment ministers of the Group of Seven Wealthy Nations vowed yesterday to work to speed up the shift towards cleaner, renewable energy, but set no timetable for phasing out coal-fired power plants as they wrapped up 2 days of talks in northern Japan. Lance Pry, USA News.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.